Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, He Gave Us the Kingdom Already in Progress.
When I heard her say, I don't want nothing to do with God, I don't want God in my platform. Now that woman, which is running for president of the United States, I heard her say that on television. Now then, that tells me one thing. If I am a Christian, which I certainly am, and I hope each one of you here today is a believing Jesus fan, that you would never vote for somebody that says, I don't want nothing to do with God. Now, I hope y'all understand where I'm coming from. Now, the church has been required to sit back too long and not say what they think. But I'm going to say what I think. Amen. You know, so praise God. I understand the principles of the kingdom. And here's the thing that I know, that if we don't forgive, and that's something else we should do more often, and that's pray for those people that are running for office. The Lord commands us to pray for them and speak blessings on them, and we need to do that too. And sometimes I find that very hard to do. But still, I know what the rule book says, and I know I'm supposed to do that, so I'm going to do it. And I'm going to expect the Lord to move on their hearts and do something. Because just like the Lord says here, but for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, his wife to be sold, his children to be sold, and all that he had in payment to be made. And whenever you make that payment, in this day and age we live, like this family I told you about in Dallas, that the man owed him, had a nice business, and he died. And whenever the IRS got through, they wanted their part, and the business was not a business that they could sell quickly. So they give them 9 months to sell it. And in the 9 months, they did not sell it. So the IRS moved in and took possession of the business, and they put it up for auction, and it sold for $500,000. The IRS taxes was $1.1 million. So they took the business, sold the business, got $500,000 for it, and then they took all of the children's houses, all three of the boys, they took their houses and sold all of them and still didn't get the $1.1 million they needed, so the boys went away with a debt and lost everything they had. Now then, if the Republic does come back into existence, like they say it is, the IRS is going to go away, and those kind of problems are going to go away. And I wish and hope that does come to pass, but it may not. But I'm believing that it's going to. But in the meantime, you and I have a thing to do, is not get into a grudge with these people, but to pray for them that they'll come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. This is what Jesus is trying to tell us here. It's so important that we forgive. So important. Because look at this. If you get into an unforgiveness or a bitterness with someone and you cannot forgive them or you will not forgive them, he clearly says here that he's going to sell you and your wife and your children and your assets. Is that what he says? Why do you think people have so much trouble in the church when they get into unforgiveness and bitterness? Wow, let's go to the next verse, 26. Let's see what it says here. Then the servant therefore fell down and worshiped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me and I will pay you all. Now, that's a pretty good thing to do. If you owed $4 billion to somebody and they come in and said, we're going to take you and your wife and your kids and your houses and your buildings and we're going to throw you off the property and you're going to be sleeping under a bridge tonight. If there was ever a good time to humble yourself and fall on your knees, this is it. Is that right? Lord, be patient with me. Okay. And this is a picture of exactly what happens in the kingdom when the servant fell down and worshiped the Lord, saying, Lord, have patience with me and I will pay you all. Man, he fell on his knees, humbled himself, and he said, Lord, I know I can't pay this debt, but please be patient with me. Let's see what the Lord's answer was. Verse 27. When the Lord of that servant was moved, then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. I mean, is it worth kneeling down before a man that you owe $4 billion to and plead with him, Lord, be patient with me and I will pay you all? And he said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Because you have asked me, I'm just going to wipe out that whole $4 billion. You don't owe me a dime. And that's what I say to Miss Jackie. I mean, to have that kind of a debt forgiven. And see, this is the debt that you and me owe Jesus for our sins. I mean, this is what he's trying to show us. You know, if you've been lost for, if you're 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years old, and you've never come to Jesus, you got a pile of debt behind you. You're dragging a great big sack of debt. And ain't nobody can pay for that but Jesus. And so he said, the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. So when we come to Jesus to accept him as Lord and Savior, does he forgive our debt? That complete debt is washed away. Mike, me and you don't owe him a thing, do we? We don't owe Jesus a thing, do we? He forgave the whole debt. It makes no difference how rotten you and me were. We were washed in the blood. Amen. Now then, let's go to the next verse. It's 28. Let's see what he says there. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. That's like $3,000. Now, I realize the difference between $3,000 over here and $4 billion over here is not very much. That's not too much, is it? I mean, I can associate with $3,000. I've seen $3,000 a few times in my life, but I ain't never seen a $4 billion. That's out of the question. I've never even been anywhere where there was that kind of money. In fact, I bet you the day that I went through the place where they make the money in Washington, D.C., I doubt seriously if there was $4 billion in that place. There was money everywhere. Have any of y'all ever been to the one down here in Fort Worth? There's money everywhere, isn't there? I mean, you go in there, there's pallets of $100 bills. Wow, that's something. But he said, out of that same servant went and found him one of his fellow servants, which had 100 pence, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me what you owe me. Now, I'd just been forgiven $4 billion, and a man that I know owes me $3,000, and I'm up there with my hands around his neck choking him. That don't make sense, does it? But that's the way we are. You take somebody that's been forgiven by the blood, Jesus has washed you and saved you, and then you get angry with your friend or a mate or whatever. And I've known men, mostly men, I never think I ever seen a woman tough enough to do this to a man, but there may be some of them. But to think about grabbing your wife by the throat and choke her. But people do that. I've heard of people that do that. I've been to people's houses where the woman got thrown over a piano because she got mad at her husband and screamed some absurdities at him. And he'd been drinking, and he stood up and slapped her plumb over the piano. That was his wife. And then they had a bitterness against each other. So you see what happens? You forgive him? Are you kidding me? I ain't going to never forgive him. You don't know what he did to me. You have no idea what you're doing to yourself when you make that kind of statement. But I'm fixing to show you. Verse 29. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Now, this picture is just like the other one, isn't it? Both of them are bowing down to worship, to ask for forgiveness. The first one was the Lord, the master. He was forgiven that huge debt. Now, this guy's asking for just a little bitty debt. Verse 30. And he would not. But he went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. Can you imagine this? The guy, as I read and meditate on this, I think about the guy that owed $4 billion. And he went to the master, and the Lord just said, because you've asked me, I'll just forgive you. When I came to Jesus with all my sins and said, Lord, will you please forgive me? Do you think he argued with me? He just forgave me. He said, sure, son, no problem. Come on in. You're forgiven. Isn't that a wonderful thing to know that he forgives us that easy? Wow. Verse 31, So when his fellow servants saw what it was done, they were very sorry, and they came and told all unto the Lord that was done. 32. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O you wicked servant, if there's anything I don't want to hear the master say one day when I get home, is, O you wicked servant. You know, when he says, but Lord, I'm your son. Lord, I'm washed in the blood. He said, you didn't forgive. And since you didn't forgive, I can't forgive you. So enter outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. Do you want to hear that? No, I don't want to hear that either. I don't care who they are or what they've done. It ain't worth me spending 1 second in hell for, much less eternity. Does that make sense? I don't want to be there. Oh, you wicked servant. I forgave you all that debt just because you desired or asked me to. 33. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on your fellow servant, even as I had pity on you? Next verse, 34. And his Lord was angry, wroth, and he delivered him to the tormentors. Now that's the, all of a sudden I begin to see this, and I thought, oh my goodness gracious, a tormentor. Who is a tormentor? A tormentor is the demons of hell. It's Satan and his host of demons. And his Lord was angry. If there's anybody you don't want to anger, it's the Lord. Because look what he does when he gets angry. Somebody said, God never gets angry. Oh, yeah, it says right here he got angry. Is that what that says? And the Lord was wroth or angry and delivered him to the tormentors that he should pay all that was due unto him. Now then, if you had trouble paying that debt when you were out walking around on the street, what do you think you're going to have when you got these demons dragging along with you everywhere you go? You think there's going to be any possibility that you ever get anything right ever again? No. They will make your life miserable. And the Lord was angry and delivered him to the tormentors. Now you're beginning to understand why that Peter, when the Lord, Peter asked the Lord, how many times should I forgive? The Lord says, not seven, Peter, but 70 times seven. You see what's going to happen if you don't forgive? You're going to get turned over to the tormentors. You're going to make the Lord angry. And when the Lord gets angry, it says, and he delivered him to the tormentors, Satan and his host of demons, that he should, till he should pay all that was due unto him.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, He Gave Us the Kingdom, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.